concept of letting your personality show. In your case, he was talking about consistency. In Travis's case, Travis says he has to contain the beast. Can you just sort of describe what goes through your mind when you hear that term?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I mean, for one, just being comfortable in your own skin and just being yourself and through all situations, good and bad, all the ups and downs in between. You know, be consistent, be yourself, and certainly there within the game, I think, enjoy the process, you know. For me, it's also, yeah, I mean, been around long enough, enjoy these situations, you know, kind of embrace them. This time of year, December game, you know, big game, a little weather involved, I mean, embrace that situation. These opportunities don't come around very often. You know, this is part of the reason you've been working so hard all year, is to put yourself in a situation that you still got life, still in it, and you know, the games just get bigger and bigger. So.
Is consistency a good way to describe you by any means?
I mean, you try to be. I think all quarterbacks, you know, you want to be that stable force that you know, every single play in the huddle, every single week through all the games. Yeah, you're consistent. You are who you are, and
Alex, when I think,
people can kind of, you know, lean on you. So,
when I think of Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Think of the great Steel Curtain teams and the great James Harrison Palomar teams. But now they're an offensive power. I mean, are you playing against the two units? Do you feel like you got to outscore that offense their defense?
I don't. I mean, certainly. I mean, every week we're trying to score more points than the opponent. But for us, all the attention's on the defense. You know, still a lot of those same guys there. Dick LeBeau been there through it all. You know, and you could see his handprint and some of the unique things that they do and have kind of grown with over the years. They're aggressive defense. They present a lot of problems, you know, and they create a lot of turnovers. So,
in fact, they're leading the league in scoring right now, too. Is that put a little more? It's going to take every points to win this game.
Yeah, we're not playing their offense. We're not playing those guys. Certainly, like I said, every week we're trying to score more points. Every week's a unique matchup. So,
Alex, the fumbling by Travis over the last couple of weeks. How do you guys handle that?
I mean, it's something obviously. You know, we all. You know, focus on as individuals, you know, protecting the football and all our job. But, you know, he's a guy that touches the ball a lot for us and makes a lot of plays with us. Young player, I mean, certainly I think something, you know, he wants to get fixed as well. And you certainly still want to go out there and play hard and play fast. And I don't want it to hinder you, you know, that you're too focused on it. So I think it's something you work on every day in your fundamentals, and we all do. Yeah.
Alex, just going back to the Travis thing, I wonder if this is true, that you're so intent on making sure, you know, mistake-free and all that. If he's trying to contain the beast, do you have to let the beast out? I mean, is it more for you to try to let go?
I mean, for me, I don't know about letting go. I mean, it's just going out there and playing. You know, yeah, when the opportunities present themselves, you're striking, you're taking advantage. Other than that, I mean, you're going out there to execute the offense, though. I mean, that's my role every week is to go out there and execute the offense, distribute the football. You know, and the goal is to go out there and be correct a lot. You know, go out there and make the good decisions and throw out the footballs. And you need to, you know, take those shots and you take them and you hit them.
Is there a guy inside that wants to spread it out and throw it 55 times? Is that your person? I mean, is this your personality as a quarterback? Or is there a guy deep down inside that wants to see?
Listen, I think I played long enough that I just don't think like that. I want to win. You know, that's the best part of this game is winning, and whatever way it is. And it changes every week. I think I enjoy that whatever the challenge is that week, the matchup, scheme-wise, personnel-wise, that you're able to do that and find a way to win. It's not cookie cutter. Every week changes, the challenge changes, the personnel matchups change. So it's trying to find a way within those things to go out there and beat the opponent.
Speaking of ball distribution, you've started to find Albert Wilson and Frankie Hammond a little bit more on the offense. How comfortable are you with those guys right now?
I feel really comfortable with both those guys. They've worked extremely hard, very dependable guys for especially both young guys, you know, and they're getting more opportunities as of late, and feel really good with them out there.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, in terms of, I know you always say, like, take what the defense gives you, but took some more shots down the field. I wonder if you think, like, in this, how the passing game is kind of officiated nowadays, if it's ever worth it to, like, take a shot for the sake of taking a shot.
I mean, it's always when you get the look you want, you know. Very rarely are you just dropping back and chucking it up. To, you know, you just don't get that. You're always stretching the field, reading the defense, you know, and obviously some play calls are more aggressive than others. But that's always the mentality, you know, is depending on the look and the play call, you're operating that play, you know.
couple more guys.
When Jason Avant came aboard, Alex, what kind of things did he do to get custom things here quickly? How did he like take to you?
Yeah, I mean, for he and I individually, I mean, it certainly is, you know, the communication, I think, starts with it, you know, talking through all the looks. It's impossible this time of year to get all the looks on the practice field, so talking through all the what-ifs out there, you know, what he's seeing, what I'm thinking, what he's thinking, those types of things, grabbing extra reps on the side after practice.
Was he this point pretty aggressive season, about kind of getting close to you, kind of forging that?
He's very detailed, yeah, absolutely. You know, definitely goes out of his way to make sure that we're on the same page, that you know, he's telling me his train of thought, no question on any given play, and that making sure that we're thinking the same thing.
You say very detailed. Can you elaborate on that a little
bit? Yeah, just like I said, very detailed on all the what-ifs. I mean, he's smart. He knows all the possibilities on a given play and a route. And I think over the years, you've seen a guy that he has the tools in his tool belt to know how to combat them. So just making sure that we're thinking the same thing, that, you know, this is how he's going to attack this, this is how he's going to attack that, and that I know that.
I noticed after the Arizona game, you guys, I think maybe you waited for a long time. You guys were walking out talking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what was that? Just, were y'all talking about football? Or just?
I don't remember totally, but, I mean, anything and everything. But certainly, like I said, we talk a lot about just the what-ifs, how to attack leverage, the different looks we're going to get, all those things. Yeah.
At this point of the season, the magnitude of these games that are left, I mean, how do you just kind of approach it as the next game, knowing what's on the line?
Like I said, I just think you embrace it. You know, you've been working hard to put yourself in this position. You wanted the stages to get bigger and bigger and be more meaningful, and here we are. So I think embrace that. Embrace the entire week of preparation. Embrace today, and then go out there on Sunday and have fun and enjoy it. Enjoy each other and go out there and compete.